Tell y'all what, Coach, do the speech at the desk. Come on, Coach, go to the desk.
Come on, let's get it.
All right, come on, Coach. Everybody say my boy.
My boy.
What's going on, everybody? It's Coach / I'm the King of Fitness. I know a lot of y'all don't know my story, but I'm coming from 311 pounds. I lost over 120 pounds, went through a very dark, depressed time in my life. Working out saved me. That's why I try to encourage everybody to start working out, because without fitness, I probably wouldn't even be here. You know, whatever you're going through, work out. Whatever you're dealing with mentally, work out. Whatever you feel like you're trying to get better at, I'm telling you, working out, it just opens the mind. It does everything for your life. No matter how many times you fail, you got to keep going. I'm 40 years old, but being on this Mafia-thon with 22-year-old Kai, a 22-year-old have brought me to the highest point of my life, and I'm 40 years old. Don't quit. No matter how many times you got to fail to make it to that point, don't quit. I'm 40. A 22-year-old is bringing me to my highest level. I had to humble myself and understand that some places and some doors I can't open. I have to wait till God send me that person to help open them doors. Damn. It was Kai. Damn. Wait your turn. Wait for your time. Don't let nobody tell you, hey, it's too late. You've been doing this for too long. Apparently, it ain't going to work for you. Keep going. I guarantee you God is watching. God is looking. And he's going to send you your angel. Kai was my angel. I appreciate Kai. I appreciate this whole team. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful for fitness. Because without fitness, I would have never met Kai. I would have never met none of these people. I would have never met y'all. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're going through, work out, put God first, and keep believing in yourself. Be thankful for who God made you to be. Even if it don't look good right now, just be thankful, because at one point in your life, you're going to look at yourself and be like, wow, I'm glad I kept going. I'm glad I became the man that God and my mom and my family wanted me to be. So no, but like I say, don't stop. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop believing. And don't stop working out, guys. Signing out, Coach. My boy. Oh,
that's my boy. Motivational speech,
my boy.
Chat.
My boy.
Yes, hold on, let me go wake up Ricard dumbass real quick.
Are my sunshine, my little sunshine. You make me happy when times are blue. You make me happy.
Iron Man is here. Iron Man. From the Avengers. Hurry up, though. You're the only one I know. Come on. Iron Man. Here. Iron Man is here. Come on. Come on, Robert Downey Jr. Look. Come on, Makai. You're the only one. Come on. Robert Downey Jr. is here. Come on.
Come on. He's right there. Yeah. Iron Man. Wow. Sit down real quick, my boy. You know I love you, right? You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, you was ugly off the wake up, bitch. I was trying to be honest, but bitch, if we was about Beauty and the Beast, bitch, you're the beast. Bitch, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, damn, bitch. No cap. But look though, we woke up today, we went to the gym, we ran 3 miles, coached a whole assignment, I mean a whole motivational speech. It's the last day for the Mafia-thon, which means it's also the last day of the homework-a-thon. Alright? So, and I know you got a lot of work to do. Hold on, right here real quick. And all you're doing is brushing your teeth, right? You're only going to brush your teeth, and you're only going to wash it, whatever you got to wash your face or whatever. Don't even take a shower, gang. Put some deodorant on. Because you had Chris, your tutor, way downstairs the whole time. And this whole time you've been sleeping. So you got a lot of rest, gang. It's 1:21. So here's what I'm going to do. Brush your teeth. Do what you got to do, okay? Now, here's what I want from you. I need 5 of them bad boys. All right? 5 assignments and strong. All right? Come here, Wacky.
It's good.
Damn, this is how it is.
You getting money. Ooh,
this is fake. These aren't all reps. This is fake.
getting money, Waki.
This is fake, bro. This is fake.
Balenciaga hoodie check?
My God, this is fake. Oh, my soul, it's fake. This is.
Wait, Waki, were you or M9 when you were the first mod?
Mari. I remember vividly. She's the first sub and the first mod. Well, not the first mod. I don't know, but look at her follow.
Mari followed me before I started streaming?
She literally set everything up for you.
You miss money at your place?
Yeah, this feels weird. Is this a simulation? It feels like a simulation, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Looking at this, like, this whole wheel.
Yes, it is. If you was a real ass mod, you'd be able to mod from your phone.
No one can mod from their phone.
Nah, phone's ass chat. I'm not gonna lie.
It's so bad.
Nigga, is this your first time outside?
I was outside yesterday. Hello?
That's what they said. They said it's your first time outside.
Show! Come here, baby. Come here.
Show! The Akiwe!
Show your nice gift.
I'll go?
What do you mean? There's a wedding going on today, right?
Yes!
So I'm making chopped cheeses out of the goat.
No! Hell no!
What?
No, hell no!
That's where the chopped cheese come from!
No, it does not!
Yeah, ground me!
First of all, I didn't know you brought LeBron James to the crib.
You didn't know that?
Hell no. Let me see that. What's good? That'll be you out, man! Down the block.
I had to pick him up. I was like, you know what? Come in.
He looks like he don't want to even want to be here.
He want to be the grass.
Is it shitting?
Whoa!
It's shitting!
I think he got scared of you.
Chat, you see what happens when the deli hit the road?
What happened?
Some crazy shit just start happening. Where the f*** did this just get a goat from, chat?
I heard today that you got a wedding. I got my stuff ready. I packed up. Got on a private jet.
I don't got a wedding. Oh. We're officiating a wedding.
A word?
With my boy Drummer. Yeah, one of my friends. Oh. He getting married today, so we gotta make it real, real special.
We gotta do it in New York.
Yeah, you gotta get like a good, like,
what?
Very, a special chopped cheese. I don't know how you gonna make it, like, dead ass.
Yo, let me tell you one thing, Kai. Did I ever tell you something and I put you down?
No, never.
Never!
Like, the last 24 hours of 30 days. Was you watching? Have you been watching?
Come on, every day. You know I'm a... Listen, that's one thing I'm gonna tell ya about New York. We each one of us gotta watch each other. Why? If we don't do that, we won't get nowhere.
We won't get nowhere. Nowhere.
What they say? Can you clap with one hand? One hand. Clap with one hand. Let's clap with two hands.
Damn.
Yeah.
Come on.
Too hot.
Wait, when did he land?
Yo, you like this? Come on, man. Come
on. Hair long. I didn't know your hair was. Oh, no, your hair. You do have long hair. Then, but. Hairline kind of crazy, gang.
Dang, oh my God.
Nah, dead
you
ass.
You gonna speak about my hairline now?
Somebody had to say it.
You heard?
I think my shit crazy too.
Where I have to hit?
Nah, but your shit like.
It's like a pizza.
His shit like Vegeta, chat. Yeah. Oh,
dang,
is that? Another, wait, my fault, gang. My fault, gang. Hold on, here we go.
What are you trying to?
Bingo.
What are you trying to do to me, gang?
God damn, phone.
Dang. Hey, that's one of my kids, the oldest dog.
Let me talk.
Go ahead. Slide to him.
Ismail.
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 Let me talk to Omar.
Ismail.
Yo.
What's up, Ismail?
What up?
What up, broski?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You appreciate you.
Yo, where's Omar? Where the middle one that he loved? Where's Omar?
Right
huh?
I'm at the store.
Oh, see,
right
he's
oh, here the store. He's making chopped cheeses.
He's working.
Make sure the daddy get is good.
Oh, you know that. I can't. You know the kids got my back.
Forever, ever, ever.
Ever, never, never.
Chat forever, ever, ever.
Yeah. What's going on? It's your boy General Ak, aka the Akiwe. My real name to everybody is Abraham Muhammad. I want to thank Allah for everything. I want to tell the young youth, always be strong and follow your path. Don't look at any other people and just trying to do what they're doing. Do it your own way. Do what everybody's doing, but do it your own way. Work hard because everything doesn't come easy. Nothing easy. I came to this country when I was 10 years old. I ain't had nothing. Look at today. I thank God every day for what I believe in myself. Fighting for, through the dreams from sandwiches. Like, I used to tell my, I used to look at the deli like it was a nightmare, but it's not a nightmare no more, right now, because I'm about to make my boy a nice chopped cheese for you as well. But always believe in yourself, trust in yourself. One thing, every day you got to pray. Don't forget the prayers, because that's the only thing you're giving God is your prayers and what you're doing in life. Giving back, doing whatever you do, that's the only thing that you're going to take with you. Nothing else. You think if you're going to be saving money or whatever, you're going to take it with you? No. The good things, what you're doing, is the only things that's going to take with you. And make sure to be your own self and follow your dreams. Believe on your dreams. All right? And make sure you have some kids, because I got 5 kids.
Jay, he said make sure you have some kids. He got five kids.
It is the best thing, though. And, you know,
come on, this is a chop. You got to tell. It's probably, you know, people going to be eating chop for the first time.
In a wedding?
In a wedding.
Whoever did a chopped cheese in a wedding?
Nobody. I don't think anybody ever cooked chopped cheese in a wedding, chat. This might be the first wedding to have chopped cheese.
It is.
No cap.
Right here.
CJ.
Chris.
Same CJ.
All right. How did he do?
Oh, man.
Come right here. Tell the people. Yeah, this might be my last time seeing you, bro.
I know, man.
Have you enjoyed it?
It's been great, man. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. And you know, his grades been getting up.
Yes, indeed. We've been working hard at it.
Yo, you want to do a speech real quick about how important school is?
Sure, yeah.
Come on, sit down right here, my boy.
Yeah, so, you know, education is obviously important because we need our intelligence to make actionable decisions and things that are good for us. And so, as a youth, we want to make sure that we take our time to really focus on the things that we like and learn about them. It doesn't necessarily have to be something in a textbook. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that a teacher tells you that you have to like, but something that you truly like, and just learn about it. You know, put that passion into taking the time, reading, experimenting, you know, discovering new things. And that's really the beauty for a lot of the young people out there. So make sure that you take the time to learn, whether it's in a school setting or if it's just, you know, in your room, in your backyard, doing something physical. Take that time, value your education, and don't give up when things get tough.
W.
What up?
Yo!
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 What's up there?
Drummer!
Holy shit!
Boots on boots of the 25 gifted.
Yes, what's up, man?
You ready to hit? You better follow me up.
Hell yeah.
Ready to get
Let's go!
Thank you so much, Jack, man.
It is the main star.
Can Let's I get some do dub it. Yes?
Can I get some dub yes, chat?
Dub yes.
First of all, can you give a little background story on what's going on today? Like, how y'all met, how's everything, how she's been, how amazing she is, how you've been with her to this day. All
she
that.
Is the most amazing.
Hold on, y'all.
The day I met her, I knew I was going to marry her. But I knew I had to.
Wait, the day you... Okay, a lot of people always say that.
No, but it's true. But I'll tell you what. The day I met her, I knew I was going to marry her.
How y'all met?
We met at a friend's house. She's best friends with, like... She's childhood friends with one of my best friends. I was playing in a band with this guy. He's downstairs. He's here.
Word!
Yeah.
Damn!
He's here.
Damn, so how y'all met? Wait, how y'all met? Like, the full story.
Okay, so it was an Easter party. She was there. She's beautiful. And she was so nice, you know? Like, a lot of times, really beautiful girls, they're kind of like... They kind of like are a little standoffish, but she was so nice, smiling, super nice to me. I was like, oh my God. I knew the second I met her, I wanted to be with her, but I knew that I needed to work on myself first. I knew I wasn't ready to be with her yet. So That's I fine. Met her, and then it took a few years.
Damn.
And when I started working on myself,
that's when our relationship... How long have you been together for?
8 years.
Good. Man. And now we are here, must do.
And I never, ever could have imagined.
Wedding chat.
Here, tonight. Here.
Wedding chat.
Driving by Bel Air. Are you kidding me, dude? With Guy Sinet?
How's everybody doing today? Hi. I never thought that I'll be. Oh, I'm over here, right?
No.
I'm here. I'm right here. It's my first time officiating a wedding. So I'm going to need some guidance on my phone. Today, We are celebrating Miles.
Miles, my best man right here.
Okay, Miles. Come on. Summer. It's that time, my boy.
It's that time, okay?
And here comes the bride. Please stand. How are you, man?
I know.
All right. Oh, this is my first time. How you doing? Nice to meet you. Hey, John was a good guy. He's a great guy. Man. Now, y'all didn't just come here for the cake and the vibes.
There's cake?
Today is about witnessing something special. Meet Sumami, an official drummer. an office drummer. I call him Jamello, all right? It's a lot of names he got. Your journey has led you to this moment, and it's clear that what you have is real. Love is about commitment, about standing by each other through the highs and the lows. And you too have already shown that you are ready for that. Marriage isn't just about sharing a last name. It's about growing together, supporting each other, and always choosing to love. It won't always be easy, but that's why we're here today. To say, I got you forever. Would you like to say any vows? Sorry, it's my first time. Okay. Would you like to say?
I have something I'd like to say. Okay. First of all, thank you everyone for coming.
Thank you.
Our friends. And I love you. And we've grown so much together. You've been with me from day one. And I don't think we ever thought we'd get married in a $55 million mansion. Not even close.
Just poggers, dude.
Poggers. Poggers in the chat.
Yeah. In the chat.
But I know that you'll always have my back and I'll always have your back. And we're going to build a beautiful family and life together, like we already have. And that's what makes me able to do what I do. So thank you.
Baby.
And thank you, Kai.
Yeah, for sure. So for sure. Hey.
Hey, for having us.
No, it's good. It's good. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I just want to say I'm so proud of you. You were such a hard worker. You have built such a beautiful life for us. And I know it's just going to continue to be even so much more. And I'm just so excited to share it with you. And that's it.
All right. Meet Sumami.
Nailed it.
Do you take office drummer to be your lawfully wedded spouse? Yes. Hey, get the rings real quick. Wow, those are beautiful. W rings.
Yeah.
Meet Sumami. Do you take office drummer to be your lawfully wedded spouse, to love and cherish in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Office drummer, do you take Meet Sumami to be your lawfully wedded spouse, to love and cherish in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, as long as you both shall live?
I do.
All right.
Whatever.
Now let's do the rings. These rings represent, go ahead.
You're putting it on my.
Is that right?
All right. These rings represent your unbreakable promises to each other, always coming back, always choosing each other. And now, by the power invested in me, I'll pronounce you husband and wife. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the newlyweds, Office Drummer and Me Soup Mommy. You may kiss the bride.
Oh my God, this is so cute. I'm obsessed.
W's.
W's in the chat.
Hey, can we pause the music real quick? We're gonna make a toast. First of all, you guys are a beautiful couple. Beautiful, beautiful couple. Like, for real, I can just tell you guys are very happy with each other. Please remain the same. Like, you guys just look very, like, it just looks amazing. Like, when I look at you guys, it is amazing. From the time, you know, I was watching Twitch, right? It's just scrolling. Your husband right here, he's a good dude. He was on the drums in the mountain somewhere in LA, drumming his ass off. I put him a music request. He could match the tempo of the music to the drums instantly. And he said, Kai, I could keep you up in your room the whole month. Let me know. I said, drummer, let's do it. Right? He came, never one time complained. He even got sick one time, took 2 days off, came right back, smiles on his face every single night, keeping the chat entertained. He has thousands of people that love him. You feel what I'm saying? Always talking about you late at night. Just talking about you late at night. Makes good. I just hear good things over and over again. And the whole night, I've never seen him like complain, walk out of the room, tell me he can't do it, tell me it's too much. Every single day, he comes with happiness, smiles on his face, doesn't have a problem with anything. And from me to you, drummer, from y'all two, I want you guys to choose anywhere y'all want to go for y'all honeymoon. And I got it on me.
Say that one more time.
To the mafia!
Yes! Now, anyway. I got something to say.
Huh?
To the mafia!
Yeah. I said, but you just smoked? He said, nah, bro, I just smoked.
It was raining.
You got caught, my boy.
I said, nigga, yeah.
Wait, now, smoke while you here?
I smoked weed?
While you was here?
No.
He's black as hell, bro.
You're black,
nigga.
He didn't smoke.
For real.
Bro, I will give you the
proof. Now, watch this. What do I say every time?
Now, did he beg?
Yes.
Or ask? Did he beg?
Please,
ass is begging to smoke?
No, I wasn't begging. What happened was...
What? I can't talk up. No, you talking, so talk, nigga.
Huh?
Talk, speak up.
No, I was, I forgot what day.
Don't lie.
No, I'm lying.
What? Nigga?
Nigga.
I ain't, bro, gang.
It's the last day, bro. I can already tell you're formulating a lie.
Start from the top.
I don't know if it was the day the Snoop Dogg stream, or I don't know what day, but I was playing around. I was like, oh, here one time. And they said, no. That's it. I wasn't like acting.
They said you was begging.
I wasn't begging. I was not saying, please, please, please. Me, Ray, Punga, Dez. I walked out there. They're like, go back in. I want to be talking for a little bit. And I said, me, one time. Life too short. I was saying some shit like that.
Life too short, right?
Yeah, I was
around. Nigga, you 16.
Oh, no. No, but I never spent my life.
Call your mother.
Huh?
Call your mom.
Hey.
No, call your mom.
Kai, that's Kai. That's not funny, bro.
All right. So you trying to be cool, nigga? You want to be cool with the smoking, niggas? You want to smoke with the smoke, right? Right? You want to smoke with the smoking, right? You want to be cool? You just turned 16. Oh, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm my baby. Keep talking about the other baby and shit. But you want to be smoking with the older niggas, right? Right? Did I even invite you? First of all, you and your dumb nigga. You see that dumbass nigga from Taiwan? He's stupid. You dumb too. But you're more reasonable because you're a little, you're younger. He's actually dumb. You want to smoke for? Can it look cool? Be honest. Look like they shade. No shade.
Look cool as fuck.
And look cool as fuck. I know.
And honestly.
Yeah.
I was just like.
You just look like yo, yeah. Though.
Like it's like feeling in my life and listening to Snoop Dogg is like, life really mad short.
Yeah.
So why did I experience like that? But I didn't hit it though.
I mean, you know, as you a human, as you know, you're a kid. So like, those things were running in your head. Like, should I smoke? But no, bro, don't smoke.
Okay.
Nah, dead ass. Don't get into it. Like, dead ass. You're 16, you good. People start from a younger age, but like, that's something that you decide when you're a lot older, right? When you're a lot older, that's when you decide. But as of right now, you're 16, just have fun. What you gonna smoke about? You stressed?
No.
You don't have to, bro.
I appreciate it, bro. And also, like, one boy was like, this is what I asked. I'm like,
And why you don't be coming to me and tell you, like, why don't you just come to me? You scared of me or some shit?
I'm not scared of you.
All right, so you could come to me and be like, yo, Snoop smoking, yo, you think I can hit that? Like, I would let you know on the spot.
Oh, no. What happened was, no.
Because I heard, Kai not going to know, bro.
Whoa! What?
That's what somebody just said.
No, but look, though. The reason why I even, like, asked, because, like, you know, I'm not, like, motivated. I don't do that. I never smoke.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, in high school,
everybody started wilding.
So I'm like, know what? Frick it.
Yo, some YOLO shit. I understand you. That's how I used to be too, on some YOLO shit. But I just never did it because, you know why? Because growing up, I done seen in my school that was a top hooper. Hoop athletes. They fucked up by starting off smoking, bro. They started smoking a little bit and went downhill and they couldn't do what they want to do just because of smoking. Dead ass, ten his eyes, fried. Feel me? I do the on stream before. Like I done did it, but I'm 22. I wasn't doing I didn't do that shit when I was 16. I don't smoke. That was occasional.
It was occasional.
But yeah, I purposely make sure that you and Ray are excluded from a lot of like the grown.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So that y'all could be on the right track. Cause
that's my fault.
Nah, y'all parents trust me. Y'all parents, you gotta think about it like that. Imagine your mom at home like, you ever caught having fun? And she find out on my hands that you smoke. Come on, I'm letting my dukes down, bro.
Exactly. No, that's
you valid, you yo. Good. But just let me know next, like come to me, yo car. I'll be like yes or no, you know what I'm saying? But you good, bro.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you or nothing.
Alright, thank you.
Yeah. Ray, get your ass outside!
Oh shit. Stop saying that.
Wow. Come here. No, I saw you, right?
I saw you, dude.
He saw me.
I didn't smoke, bro. I saw you too.
So word of your mother, you didn't smoke, right? Be honest. I'm not even mad. You 19, gang.
I'm a grown man.
Yeah, you grown. You smoke.
World to Big Bird. What to Big Bird? I didn't smoke.
World to Big Bird.
Yeah, Big Bird.
So you smoke.
You know who's Big Bird?
From Elmo. From Elmo.
Wait, what?
From Elmo.
From where?
Elmo.
What's Elmo?
Big Bird. Nigga, the yellow Big Bird. Who? Where you even heard that from?
Flacco.
Flacco. I don't know how you're looking. Flacco.
Hi.
Sesame Street?
Today, I only smoke. Like, that's it. Only yeah. one. Only like one.
Why?
Ben tell me hold it.
Oh, Ben tell you hold it.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben, all right. Nigga, did you let Ray hold a blunt?
Did I let Ray hold a
blunt? Did you let Ray hold a blunt? Because he said, from his words, oh yeah, Ben made me hold a blunt, bro.
Made it, or he took it
nah,
from
he's,
me?
Nah, he's like, you made him hold a blunt.
You know they be lying. We got to stick together, bro. This nigga, I was out there minding my own business.
So yeah, tell me what you
I'm
did.
Not, listen, this really what happened. I'm out there, listen, I'm minding my own business.
Yeah.
He came out, he said, hello, Ben, can I hit the Zah? I said, bro.
What?
I said, do Kai know you doing? He said, yeah, I do my own thing. And I started congratulating him, talking about the war in Taiwan and everything. He's sitting there hitting his eye. He didn't call for nothing, so I called.
How much time did he hit it?
He was back and forth.
Ping.
Downstairs.
No, we was up here.
He was ping ponging the shit.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like he just hit it one time. Or I forced him.
Did it look like his first time or like he knew?
No, he been doing this. This is shit. He been doing.
Oh, okay. Hey, geez, that's how I fuck with you, man. And come that's on, why. Man. And that's why. It's like my brother, bro.
It's Kai Cenat.
Well.
No, first of all, thank you.
Thank you so
like,
much.
Yo, no, I ain't gonna lie. The fact that you even just trust me with that, I know I didn't like ask a little bit. But the fact that you did this in front of so many people is crazy. That's a W.
That's a W,
no,
right?
That's
there.
A W. I hope all the company.
Look at that, man. This is my guy for life, dude. You realize that we're bonded for life now.
We're locked in.
We're locked
yes,
in.
Bro. We're super locked in.
I love you. What the hell, man? But she didn't give a speech.
Yeah. Come on, give a speech. Come on.
Come on, baby. Give a speech. Give a speech.
Come on, give a speech. Hold on.
W speech.
Y'all, I cannot believe that my life has come to be this right now, to be sitting with the Kai Cenat, also office drummer, the love of my life. Can you believe that? I met this man and I was like, he's the one. And I just pursued it and we both pursued it together. And you know, we've been through some hard times like anyone else, but you know, we overcame that together. And I feel like that has strengthened our bond so much. And you know what? We're here and we're having our wedding and just with all our friends and so much love. And you know what? That has been the most, like that, I feel like I'm peaking right now. Like top tier, best thing that could be happening right now in my life. And wow.
W's chat, W's.
You got to do your speech.
All right, so real shit. I tell y'all every single time, my motivation, bro, is straight bitches and money. This is not a joke. I'm not joking when I tell y'all this, bro. What do you want? Bitches. How do you get bitches? Get your money up. I met this, bro. I'm getting my money up. I'm me bitches. You know how many bitches you got me, bro? So, in all honesty, bro, get your money up with some bitches, bro. Now, if you're a female, I don't know what kind of advice to give you, but I'm just talking to my bro. Real motivation.
Hey.
It's been a long journey with you guys, chat. And one thing that I learned about doing what I do is you got to keep going, bro. You got to roll with the punches. Told me to quit doing this. Told me to stop being me, bro. Told me that I would never make it. Told me that I'll fall off, bro. But I kept on trying, bro. And even if you do fall off, even if you don't make it, bro, you're going to keep trying. Eventually, you're going to get there. Life is like a bunch of hills, bro. You're going to have ups and downs. Straight up, bro. Straight up. You're going to be up one day. You're going to be down. But as long as you keep going, bro, you're going to be up again, bro. And again and again and again. That don't stop, bro. So just follow your heart. Follow the passion that you got. Don't listen to haters. Real. Don't listen to no haters, bro. Keep doing you, bro. Y'all see me, bro. Keep doing you, bro. Even if they hate on you, push you down, bro. You feel like life is over, bro. Keep doing you. Follow your heart.
follow your passion, bro. Follow your soul, man. That's it.
Holy.
Hi.
Iron Mouse.
What's up? Hi.
Yo, can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you.
Yo. Iron Mouse. What's
up?
Can
you see me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Holy, this is crazy.
Yo, shout out to you, Iron. How you doing?
No, shout out to you. You're the star right now. I'm just here for the ride.
I'm not gonna lie. This is crazy. Like, I see you on the big screen. That's wait, how can I become like a VTuber? Like,
I'm over here to the side.
I'm coming in. Yo! Holy sh! Damn! Oh, I ain't gonna lie. My fault. My fault. Hold on. Oh, we in it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, we in it, motherfucker. Oh, I want to say congratulations. Now I'm here for real, so I can really say congratulations. You feel me? You inspired me to do this thing that I'm doing for raising the whole month, for raising a lot of money for a good cause. You feel what I'm saying? And I am now building my school in Nigeria, and I watched partial your subathon, and it was great. Now I know to a lot of people, I know a lot of teen things, a lot of Twitter, people just downplaying what you do. And I want to say, like, even though it's not like the usual thing that they normally do, I want to go ahead and give you a flower because you are trying it's something new. You feel what I'm saying? It's something very new and fresh to the world, and people don't understand it, but they should never discredit of a lot of things that you've done. You feel what I'm saying? And what you did. And it may be people may find it weird, but it's cool. You feel what I'm saying? I want to go ahead and give you your flowers right here, right now, stand up. I know y'all have a huge community, by the way. I surf Twitch, and there's a lot of VTubers out there. So anybody who's a VTuber, don't care what people say. This is y'all lane. Y'all have fun. And I'm not going to lie, now being here, I might just become a VTuber. I feel like I'm way more athletic here. Like, way more athletic. Like, in this world, I'm way more athletic. No cap. Can you do, like, a motivational speech?
Okay. I'm not good at giving speeches. But I could do my best. I'll do my best right now. I just want to say, chat, I started VTubing because I was lonely. And I was lonely because I lived my life isolated because of my medical condition, and it's been very, very tough. I basically started streaming out of that, and it's been a long road. I never expected to ever get to this point in my life, and now I'm at a point where I can support my family, take care of my parents, take care of my family, and take care of myself, and actually stream and do things that I never thought were possible in my life. And I know that sometimes living is hard. Living with a chronic illness is hard. Living in any type of situation is hard. But if you keep on persevering, and if you keep on dreaming and believing, which was something that I didn't even have for myself. There was a point in my life where I didn't believe in myself, and I didn't have dreams or hopes because I just honestly thought that, you know, nothing was ever going to go right for me. But, you know, thankfully, things just started falling into place, which I did not expect. And if you just keep on working hard and keep on dreaming and hoping, it can happen to you too. And you just need to keep that positivity up and keep that dream alive inside of you. Even though, you know, you might feel like it's never going to happen. You feel like your fire might extinguish. Don't ever let that fire go out ever in your life. You know, I'm not good at speeches, so I don't really know. I don't really know if that was okay.
That's good.
Or not.
That's good. Come on, Rico. Come on, my boy.
Good, man.
Hey, yo, it's really you, man.
Yo, this is crazy.
The best poster art maker
This nigga got aura, chat. This nigga kind of got aura, bro. What the fuck? Aura. W Rico, chat. All them fire ass posters y'all be seeing? Rico, chat. Yes. Chat, I will have to last minute literally let him know who is coming that day. And he'll have to literally make the poster as it is, bro. Man. W Rico. And you're in LA. You're not from LA, huh?
No, I'm from Chicago.
You visited LA?
Yeah, I came here for you.
You flew all the way here?
Yeah.
From the east? Because I say, pull up?
Yeah.
Well, you know you could have just meet me in Atlanta? Or would you rather have did it here?
I mean, I would have did both, but this was I feel like this would have been a good opportunity for you.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah. So Chet, he was exclusive this month, though.
Yes, sir.
He was exclusive.
Had to do it. Had to lock in.
Chet, he had to lock in the home. He wasn't even doing, like, no other customers or nothing like that. What's the biggest poster you did besides me? Like, you did, like, I mean, like, you did this shit for Bleacher Report, right?
Pause.
Okay.
Yeah.
You done did
Bleacher Report, ESPN, Creator League, Speed.
Oh my God. ESPN.
Hey, when I was 14, the NBA hit me up. When I was 14,
how do you now?
21.
But what's like your angle?
Probably billboards, advertisements.
That's easy. You know that's easy, bro. You know how easy that is. I might have you make it do a flyer and play. We put it on a billboard.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Chat, he locked in me and him. Hey, this person coming. You technically the first person that knows who's coming. I'll give him two. All
right.
Okay. This is supposed to happen. This is supposed to happen for Dez and Punga. Really, really Dez. Oh, my God. Dr. Phil watches the stream, chat. Dr. Phil watches the stream, and I was like, I would love to have him for Dez. That would have been crazy. And I'll do one more.
Yeah, that one.
I'm going to do that one. Hold on. I got to probably show this one, because, chat, this one is crazy. And I feel like y'all would have loved this one, though. Chat! Yes, bruh!
Yo, what's up, chat? We're the Sacred Gene. We're at Hip Hop Photo Dance Group. We got Breakers. Come on, guys. Let's hype them up.
Let me see something. Wait, Jarvis is... Is Jarvis in human form now? Y'all niggas came out for Jarvis?
Hey, let's go. Hey, chat, I need to see a thumbs up. Come on, let's go.
They say Mafia Thon.
They came out for Jarvis. They do say Mafia Thon, too.
This fire.
I ain't gonna lie. I think he's coming back for Jarvis. All right. What the fuck? Oh, shit. I think niggas come back for Jarvis. Okay. What the fuck? Yo, hey! Hey! I didn't mean to do it! Hey! Yo, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Your boy Jarvis is fucking cooked. So do you want to kill us?
He said, yeah. Fuck with me. Okay. You got
Jarvis. Hey! Hey! Oh, fuck no.
Hi!
Take that nigga! Take him!
Hi!
Yeah, take him!
Oh!
Take him!
Why are you being weird, bro?
Oh, no, hey,
let me
just
keep...
weird.
Let me... Oh! Let me
see.
No. No! No! Oh. It was right!
Oh.
It was right!
Oh.
I'm sitting quick. I'm
totally
clipped.
It was right! Hell no! I can show you the clip, dumbass!
Calm down. Look at the clip.
Oh, wait, the only way you can turn off kill mode is if you turn off the music.
See, now they're deactivated.
Are these your friends? You brought robot killing motherfuckers in the fucking house?
Look, it wasn't me.
Who was it?
It was Jarvis. Okay? But now, I'm gonna escort them out.
Josh for Kai.
Nice to meet you, Josh.
How your son already tell it
ain't he's not, no.
How your son already tell it ain't
no.
Damn.
What,
nigga?
Look at the eye, damn!
Bro, you think I'm being lazy on this break, bro? I've been grinding.
I've been in the gym, too, though.
I know, I see that shit.
I've been in the gym, bro.
What the fuck?
I know, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Like, wait, who's bigger, you and Silky?
I'm bigger than Silky. Come on.
Wait, okay, so that means you flew over here.
Yes, today.
I know you wouldn't miss Thanksgiving with the fam. Fuck no.
Bro, I wanted to come so bad yesterday.
That ass?
I'm a family
Kyrie
man.
Kyrie was
I'm
in his mind.
I know.
Okay, what are you streaming though, gang?
Tell me when do you think? If you write, I'm going to tell you. When do you
think? Personally?
Yeah.
December? Okay, wait, let me talk. Okay? I think you probably might come on some New Year's.
That's calm.
Stop you want to go Rumble?
I don't know who's. Do niggas still stream on? Right, no shade to Rumble. You know Rumble doing anything. They got.
Shout out to Rumble. I was on that bitch. I had a blast on Rumble.
Scammers. You scam. Can we talk? Yo, check. Can we talk about how this nigga scam Rumble, bro?
I literally had a blast on Rumble, gang.
So we I had scammed them niggas.
We had bangers on Rumble. Shout out to Rumble. Shout out to the whole.
Yo, shout out Rumble, bro. I might fuck around sound with the niggas.
Come on, bro.
So you wouldn't mind if I sound with Rumble?
I don't care. We stream at. But I just know that you're gonna stream. I feel like you're gonna stream on Twitch. No, I never did that before.
No, I've seen a hint and it was tentacles and shit, but I
can't. I do not beat my shit no more. Stop talking about that. That shit is weird.
Wait, hold on. You don't beat your shit no more? You don't do girl content no more?
No, just to push myself. I don't.
No, you don't beat your shit no more?
Nigga, listen to me. I don't do girl content. Chat. To push myself to see how good I can be, dude.
Yeah, okay. He don't beat his shit no more, right. Chat. He don't do no girl content.
Yeah, just to make, because that shit lame.
He don't be on no girl body no more.
Nah, bro. But are you not acting like I didn't have real life problem? Are you acting like I didn't have real life problems?
Come on.
The female, like the last time I had a real life problem was on all over the internet, bro. That was the last time I spoke about a girl on my stream.
Oh, with the prostitute.
Yeah. No, why you say about like I didn't. It's just a clout chasing. Hey! Stop side eyeing, man. Quick,
bro.
Good, my boy. Why you say that?
Devin, Adrian with the 5 degrees.
What talk
like
that? Who
I
talk like that, bro?
Red Quali!
I did not know you were coming.
I didn't fucking know you were coming, buddy.
Y'all took my accent, bro.
Well, you're not gonna be able to sleep here.
That's a good accent. I'd rather have this accent than no accent, bro. I don't think
no cap. No cap.
That's fire, bro.
You got accent like Ryan.
What?
Ryan. Rage, you got accent.
I don't got no accent, bro.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Do.
Yeah, bro. What the fuck going on, bro? I don't got no fucking accent, bro. Bruce. They said that's racist, gang.
What's racist?
Nah, you fucked up.
So when racist. He talk like that, it's not racist. But when I talk like that, it's racist?
Yes, nigga. Just Robinson, Dice of the Five, get to appreciate. Oh, what do you want to go high?
Nah. You better get high.
Oh.
He smoked?
I got
five. Come here, you smoke?
No, I don't.
Come here.
Nah, he just did it one time.
You be smoking that shisha, that grubber?
A little bit.
You be smoking that?
A little bit.
Who you smoke with?
Shebri.
Oh.
Nah, I'm joking.
Who? Wait, she's got like the hookah? Nah. Oh, weed? Zah?
Zaza.
We do hookah, she don't do weed.
Oh.
What?
That boy, who?
What's up, guys?
What up, my boy?
What up, boy?
You better.
What's good,
fam? What's good?
Marvin's gonna be good tonight, Jack. What's good? What?
Remember, dog. Hey, dog.
What's up, dog? Hey, Daryl. Oh, shit. The whole gang in this.
You said what?
Ruski? What's good? What? How you been?
Good.
When last time I seen you?
First Mafia
Bomb? It was the first Mafia Bomb? Damn. Back in February. Early last year, Chet.
Yeah.
Yo. How old are you right now?
Eight. Damn, boy! Gang, I'm not gonna lie. Why you turn like that?
Oh, appreciate you.
I'm not gonna lie, he's nowhere near my height, chat. You gotta stop doing that. Those give you 4 inches, dub. You're not slick.
Hold on, take them off real quick.
Yeah, nigga, these don't. They
don't
do that much. See?
Oh, my gosh, chat. Come on,
bro. Bro, we was waiting for you to tell this story, bro. Why you keep stopping?
Well, last time you was here. What? How much else was I at?
Oh, you was at like 200.
Oh, my God.
This ain't the DYK I asked for.
What that mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Rage is a fucking idiot, though.
What did DYK mean?
That's what me and Boost and Rage was. That's what they were.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they trying to say I'm
yeah.
in place of Bruce?
I just like DDG. Yeah. Rage guy. DYK, that's DYK.
That's why I said
that. Oh!
You're
so stupid. That bitch.
What's DYK? I don't get it.
Nah, this nigga love trolling about it. I don't give a fuck about it.
I read it in chat. I can't read chat, bro.
Wait, what is it? What is it, though?
That's like three of us that play games and shit. But he loves joking about it because he missed that shit.
I was just reading chat. Yeah. Oh, that is a good
thing. But DG, your rage, Kai. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So who used to be the D then?
Bruce.
D-E-O.
It's Bruce. It really supposed to be BYK then, right?
Nah, because they're a community name.
They're doing community names, yeah. Yeah. Speed and Putty!
Wait, what's going to stop working soon?
My meat not going to stop working, bro. What's good, fam?
That'll be pretty. Chad, it's gonna be a stacked mafia game tonight. My fucking guy. And my boy always come in smelling good.
You gave me a compliment last time.
What like, you got on?
Same shit.
Okay.
I got your favorite, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, that shit smells. I smell that
hey,
shit.
Hey, yo. My favorite.
We got hella rooms on this. I don't know what happened on the last day. That little tight shirt.
That's
tight
in a bitch,
man.
Everybody
get
out.
Just me and
Kyle
real quick.
A fucking yo, booty.
Camera,
fuck it. A yo. Come on, bro.
You don't like talk like that?
He's trolling, gang.
No, get mad.
Hey, yo. Hold on. What about gears? Oh. Stop fucking playing with me, little
nigga. That shirt look good, guy.
I don't give a fuck. I'm big ass, fucking stupid ass, dumb ass boots.
Nice, dark skin with the tattoos.
Man, shut the hell up. Big ass nose.
You right. I got a sniffer on me.
Alright. Wait, that's a signed Andre Iguodala basketball. Be careful, DDG.
Oh, I don't know anybody on planet Earth with
a sign or not.
That's not the sign one. That's not the sign one.
Oh, you go.
That's 101, bro. Nobody got them signed Iguodala basketball.
Iguodala.
Kyrie ball?
Iguodala, yeah. But, no. Kyrie gave me a book. He passed me out a book. I got a sign.
Damn, who up in the chat?
Oh, what the hell is this?
Damn, who up in the chat?
This
right
is where
right
we sleep.
I'm in the chat now.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
So we sleep.
Where am I sleeping?
You can see my bed, too.
I should write up?
Yeah,
I
need
to. I want to do that, too.
Now, look it. Now, listen. I'm not going to go the only athlete at night. What the what the fuck is you doing?
Wait for him to gift. I got you. Did you send it?
Okay, yeah, it's right there.
I see. Wait, I don't think
it's working. Last one I got was 7 hours ago.
Okay.
Thanks for the comment.
Oh, there you go.
Can't wait to see you again. TV clips, thank you.
He knows.
Thanks for the roses. You watch. He watched. You watched me on TikTok. Thanks for the roses.
I don't let him be on TikTok.
You don't?
Nah.
What you let him be on? Wait, what?
Can't it wasn't the.
I got all Alzheimer's. I
we can't. Wait, I don't think we can touch this.
Yeah, Alzheimer's.
Oh shit,
that's Jummers.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's D Marsh, by the way. Come on, man. Hey, I'm not gonna spoil it.
Nobody heard.
But we got automatic gun that moves around where we can twake us up.
It be shooting niggas?
Yes.
Oh shit, Bruce with the 50 gift card.
The evolution of the bed is so funny.
It's crazy, right? Yeah, when you first seen it, right? The shit gets crazy and crazy.
The Shay just donate? Oh, the Shay just donate. I got you, the Shay. Hold on. Shay, thanks for the donuts. Can't wait to see you.
How much did he get?
I don't know. I didn't see it. How much did you donate, Deshae?
If it's really you, donate another 100.
Nah, if it's really Deshae, you got to do 100. Nah, I don't think that was Deshae, gang. Damn, this isn't close, but.
Whoa, wait, what?
That hood hit him bookcase?
Yeah.
Wait, where? Oh.
Bro, you do not need to do all that. You do not need to do all that, bro.
Ah, fuck. That was close, but look.
Nah, I was looking forward to this one, dog. There we go.
I see it.
Oh, it's the viral, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So what's in there?
What's in there?
Oh, yeah, it's the outback. It's outdoor.
I could damn near get a tour for it.
So yo, your rage. It's a streaming setup in there. You're gonna be lying if you go in there.
It's close. It's close though. Lots. But right there, right by the door, is Diddy Crib. That ass.
Let's try it again.
You want to be Diddy?
Ain't they tunnels? And they got tunnels down here?
That's what they say. I searched for seeds as any, but there's none.
You want to go to play?
No, I
don't know. You just don't know where it's at.
I've been to.
I probably don't know where it's at.
They got tunnels in this.
Is it confirmed?
Bro,
yes, bro.
Not in here, but is that like a true thing?
I feel like everybody in this neighborhood, they got tunnels that link up. Is the tunnel
confirmed?
Yes, bro.
Everybody give motherfucking one sub right motherfucking now. It is time. 700,000 is right there. 5. Mafia method. Go crazy. Watch how fast it gets to 700,000. 5. Ready, boy, I am with the 100.
Oh my God.
Hey, how the fuck are you over that shit? What the fuck?
No, I'm jumping. 700,000! 700,000!